Right now, it's showtime.
It's Dave.
And Mahoney.
Gotta be Mahoney. Gotta be
Mahoney. Yeah, Dave.
Dave.
Right, man. Dave.
And Mahoney.
Never mind that shit. Here comes
Dave and Mahoney.
Well, hello, friends, and thank you for joining us today. Got some good news, got some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first, Sarah Mahoney?
Dave, let's start today's show with some bad news.
You know, it seems like every day they're telling us about how something else that we love is killing us.
Well, I mean, we all die, so okay.
Researchers looked at the risk of heart disease among people whose diets were high in refined grains compared to whole grains.
Oh, boy.
So if you like things like pasta and white rice, they are just as bad for you as eating, say, a whole bunch of junk food like candy.
I don't believe it.
You just choose not to believe it.
No.
Okay. I mean,
if people could believe what they want to believe in this day and age,
you're just choosing just pass.
Right. Like, also, white rice. White rice is the most boring food on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, if you're telling me to cut out something from my diet, white rice, you betcha.
Bye.
Pasta?
Never. I will literally die on that hill.
You will die on a hill of pasta. Wouldn't that be a way to go? Laid down on a hill of pasta and literally eat yourself to death. That's a mountain. What kind of pasta would you choose?
I mean, macaroni's my, you know, macaroni. That's the one I make.
But would you go with the traditional macaroni
or your
homemade mac and cheese?
The aged Gouda.
Ooh, aged
mac
Gouda.
And cheese.
Yeah. Producer Pajamas, if you had to choose a mountain of pasta to eat yourself to death on, what would it be and why?
Alfredo.
Because those little noodles, you go one at a time.
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
just a little bit at a time. You don't tire yourself out by just like one long spaghetti noodle.
Yeah, a little pop at a time. That'd be a way to go, man. Some good news today as well. I think this is good news. I don't really know why. NASA is now making oxygen on Mars.
Hell yeah.
For nearly 2 years, there is a lunchbox-sized device, which is built by NASA. It's been pumping out oxygen on Mars. 96% of Mars' atmosphere is carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. Only 0.13% is oxygen. And so the machine named MOXIE was designed as a test model for potentially changing Mars' atmosphere by converting carbon dioxide into oxygen. Look, I mean, don't get me wrong. Science is neat and stuff.
Does MOXIE stand for Mars Oxygen?
I don't know, but that would make sense.
Is it MOX? M-O-X-Y?
M-O-X-I-E. Which kind of kills it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Not nearly as cool.
The device, and this, don't worry, guys, humanity is saved. The device can churn out oxygen at a rate of 10 grams per hour, or the equivalent of a single small tree.
Okay.
While that alone would not sustain a life for a human, it's proof that the concept for a larger machine could be in the works in the future.
So I know you don't think this is the coolest thing ever, but I mean,
space
the
sucks.
Fact that we're starting to, I mean, this is literally like step one of terraforming a new planet for inhabitation of us. Like, this is good if you want humanity to continue.
I don't know if I do.
I mean, that's
I don't know. I feel like we had a shot at this and we kind of blew it. Like, not even in the fourth quarter. Like, we're dead to rights in the first half.
I mean, if you think about how long the Earth has been around and how long we've been around and how long we've been, like, paying attention.
We have been terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just think about how long the Earth has been around, how long it's been since we showed up, and how long we've been keeping records of that, and the fact that we can't get along on just some of the most basic things right now.
We love to fight about imaginary, made-up stuff.
Every day,
like
all day.
And borders.
Yes. No,
you
really.
You look different than me, so you must be bad.
You're slightly a different shade than I am. Let's fight. Mars can take a back.
But
this is Dave and Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney.
So, Mahoney, we agreed that finding a toilet in your toilet bowl has got to be one of the worst possible things.
Wait,
right?
Finding a toilet in your toilet bowl?
No, did I say toilet in your toilet bowl?
Yeah.
That's
some toiletception.
That would also be weird.
That would be real weird.
A snake in your toilet bowl.
Yes, anything
terrible
in your toilet bowl that is not just water or that little puck thing.
So, okay, let's rank these things. Snake, the worst?
It's up there.
Because we've heard about spiders, snakes, and iguanas.
Scorpions, too, Dave.
Scorpions, sure.
Yeah.
Is a scorpion not technically a spider?
No, scorpions.
Is there six legs?
No, scorpions are. They do have six legs and a stinger.
So they're not an arachnid.
But they have an They have an exoskeleton. So they are their whole other classification of Terminator bug.
So if you put like a exoskeleton on a tarantula, would it no longer be a spider?
I mean, maybe.
Is the exoskeleton the game?
Spiders have eight legs.
Yeah, spiders have eight legs.
Yeah,
and scorpions only have six legs.
Bug is a scorpion. Go to Google.
Okay.
Well, no, you're right. They're technically arachnid.
They are.
They are predatory arachnids.
So they do
of
have
the order of Scorpionos. Okay.
They have a little order.
Who's this nerd who came up with this? I am the bug order of the Scorpionos. System, nerd. Yeah, that's why you're probably old and dead now.
So scorpions, very bad to find in the toilet. Spiders, very bad. Snakes, exceptionally bad.
Legos,
not great.
Not great because you know that's going to be it's going to cause some serious plumbing damage.
This might somehow be worse than all of those things. This is from a middle school in California. Somebody went and opened one of the stalls to use the restroom.
As you do.
There was a whole ass coyote in there.
What?
Yep. And what's funny.
Do we have a picture of this coyote in this bathroom?
This coyote looks very similar to how I look if somebody walks in the stall that I'm in. He just looks ashamed.
Oh.
He's sitting in the corner looking
that
down.
Poor little guy.
He just looks so
defeated.
So defeated.
Like
and
he
so
just
sad.
Got pantsed.
Yes.
Dude, there was nothing worse when then you were in middle school and you had to drop a deuce and you knew that like other people, like you're in there. And then you hear other people come into the bathroom.
And you just see, you can kind of see them through the crack.
And you just know that they're going to talk all sorts of smack.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, throw stuff at you.
It's still not as bad as getting pants, though. Did you ever get pants?
I did, but never where my nuts came out.
See, like there's a couple of times. It didn't happen to me, but it happened to my younger brother where we were at the school one day and somebody pantsed him. And like everything came out.
Oh, if you're wearing like silk or slick boxers?
I think that it was just a good yank.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, you know, this is pre-puberty.
Uh-huh.
Just the world's smallest ding-a-ling out there in the breeze. It's just terrible for everyone. Anyway, with this coyote, I guess this coyote had been spotted near the school multiple times in recent weeks. Somehow got into school grounds. Somehow must have got in through, I don't know, an open
it's
door
emergency.
Or something. And he went straight. He went straight to this bathroom. The animal services director said, "We are pleased that this incident was smooth and that all the children were okay." Yeah, I would say pretty bad news if a middle schooler goes in there and gets mauled to death by a coyote.
Nah, wouldn't be great. I definitely think that sounds like bathroom coyote sounds like a minor league baseball team, doesn't it?
The bathroom coyotes.
The Duluth bathroom coyotes.
That's either a minor league baseball team or a sex move, one of the two.
Or both.
Oh.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
If your significant other sent you a cameo video to tell you that they're dumping you, which celebrity would you want to soften the blow?
Message
Ed
deleted.
Ed O'Neill from Modern Family and Married with Children.
Because you know he wouldn't actually soften the blow.
No. Nope.
He would just tell you, just right out of the gate, just be like, here it is.
Just pull it straight off. Have you ever bought your wife a cameo?
No. Have you?
I've thought about it a couple times.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
There's a couple like social media people that I would get her... I thought about getting for
like
her.
As a joke. Like I understand
not
if
like
you're
anything
like,
serious.
I'm gonna get you like Flava Flav or something like that because it's just so rich in irony. But like, is she actually a fan of these people that you would get her a cameo from?
There's a couple who were on there. I forget their exact names right now because they're not like super famous.
It wouldn't be like Tom Segura or Burt Kreischer. Oh,
those guys aren't on Cameo.
You sure?
Yes.
There's a lot of people on Cameo.
Dude,
that I'm
Burt
surprised.
Burt Kreischer and Tom Segura are not on Cameo.
Okay,
I don't think.
Well, thank God because it feels kind of a little thirsty.
I feel like, I mean, who is the most expensive one on there? I think, is it Caitlyn Jenner? Is like $10,000?
At one point, yeah, something like that.
Oh, but like I log on there, at least tailored to me, the number one featured person is Alfonso Ribeiro, Carlton.
How much is he going for?
$225.
$225?
No, thanks.
Yeah,
Fiona thanks. The hippo from the Cincinnati Zoo?
Possibility right there. Lindsay Lohan.
Man, there is some.
That's surprising.
What's surprising is that there is a pimp for Fiona the hippo at the Cincinnati Zoo. There is somebody out here who is hustling poor Fiona, forcing her to do cameos against her will.
Joel McHale's on there?
Yeah.
I mean, Lindsay Lohan's a big name, right?
How much is she?
500?
Yeah, but I feel like she'd do a really bad job.
Yeah, the greatest of all time was Gilbert, man.
Gilbert Godfrey, yeah.
R.I.P., man.
You know, if I had to have somebody call and tell me that my wife was dumping me, I think at this moment today, Tom Brady. Be like, hey, man, you want to go out?
I'll be your wingman?
Yeah, or I'll just be his wingman. I'll just pick up the scraps.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you could know the full truth about any conspiracy theory, which would it be and why?
Message deleted.
JFK for me. I mean, I already know it was our own people. It was the CIA. 100%.
You think the CIA killed JFK?
100%.
You think he's coming back too?
No, that's JFK Jr.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But no, JFK was killed by us for sure.
Hmm.
I would like to know all the ins and outs of that one. That's the only one I've ever had any interest in whatsoever.
So you think that the landing on the moon
real
absolutely happened?
100%. They've like, as a videographer and as a lighting guy, like listening to experts in those fields talk about how hard it would be to recreate like those shadows and those lines, they just wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yeah. 9/11 inside job.
Short change didn't persuade me.
No.
Which
Earth also, isn't flat?
Pretty sure.
Chemtrails aren't making the
those
frogs.
Those aren't
gay.
Conspiracy. Those are just idiots, Dave. Like, let's talk conspiracy theories.
Man, I saw a tweet yesterday that got me.
What's that?
Did I send it to you? I don't know if I did or not. It said, my dad in 1990, quote, "You can't believe everything you read. Think and figure it out for yourself." My dad in 2022. Joe Biden is three lizards in a trench coat.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
You may have heard us talk about how we are taking some new show pictures soon, and we gave ourselves 6 weeks to lose a bunch of weight. Uh-huh. And, well, that date is coming up next week, and...
I weighed myself this morning. I didn't know we were even going to talk about this.
Oh, yeah?
But I weighed myself this morning. Up a pound.
Up a pound.
Up 1 pound since when we started.
Overall, you're up 1 pound.
Oh, overall, okay. I'm up 1 pound since we started.
I worked out in the month of September 22 times.
So that's a lot.
22 workouts out of the 30 days in September. And then my goal was to work out 20 times. I actually got a couple of extra ones in. So I felt good about
it. Exceeded it.
And I have lost like a pound and a half. And depending on how much salt I have the night before in dinner.
I could
go up or down by maybe a couple of pounds. I've lost no weight. Total waste of time.
What are we doing here?
Why do we even start this?
Why are we withholding things from ourselves? Let's ask our producer, Jordan. He joined a gym.
You did join a gym, you have been, at last check, I think you said once or twice. How are we doing now?
I went one time, and I've... still only been there that one time.
Okay.
You are the perfect gym customer.
Yes. And you will never cancel that membership because it's like one of those $10 gyms, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have you been weighing yourself? Do you know if you're up or down? Because also at last check, I believe that you said that you were up like 6 pounds.
I did weigh myself, and I'm back to like the same weight that I was when I started.
Okay, so Mahoney, you've gained a pound.
I mean, I'm essentially the same.
Let's call it even.
Yeah.
You're about even as well,
yeah.
Jordan. I'm maybe down a pound. We said that collectively amongst the show that we were going to lose
50 pounds?
I think it
was 60?
I think it was 60 pounds is what we had the aspirations of doing 5 short weeks ago. And we are going to miss that by about 55 plus pounds.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I don't have 45 pounds to lose, so yeah. I'm going to need you guys to like pick up on the slack.
I mean, I do have 45 pounds to lose, but that ain't happening.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I was going through photos of the show. You know, I'm organizing some stuff. You know, we're organizing some stuff for the show to, like,
streamline it. Yeah.
Man, and there are some real bad pictures of us that we have taken over the years. Like, I get why
we've got some people in this industry who use the same headshot from 20 years ago.
You're like, I get it. Like, you get that one good photo, just stick with it. Doesn't matter if you don't look anything like that.
We're not lying. We're you know, we stream video of us every single day on Twitch.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so there is some photo drama, and this is a story that is making the rounds right now on Reddit, and there's a whole bunch of people talking about who's in the right and who's in the wrong. So there was a husband and wife that were taking some photos together, and the photographer, I guess, got some pictures of them with, like, the husband kind of, like, tapping his wife on the belly. And her, like, tucking it in. And there was a bunch of people that were accusing this guy of, like, body shaming her because sort of like, hey, like, suck your gut in type of thing because we're about to take a picture. And she has come out since and said that's not the case at all. Like, her and her husband have this thing where they look out for each other. Like, you do this to me, Mahoney, where you're like, hey, stick your chin out a little more fatty, your double chin showing. And well, I appreciate that.
Well, you're new to this world, Dave.
You've been doing this for years.
Yeah, this is even when I was thin, I had a double chin. Like, even when I was like, you know, 6'4", 6'5",
are you 175 saying that
pounds.
Are you saying I'm new to the double chin world?
You are new to the double chin world. It's okay. We're getting older. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
But no, it's just there are certain angles that, like, seriously, if you stick your jaw out, you point with your chin, like it stretches your neck out so you don't get that weird ass angle. But this is a thing that, like, my wife and I do. It's like, you can't have photos that you're taking as a group and have somebody look not their best. And that's why it's so hard for, like, a group of us of four people trying to get group photos, because inevitably one of us is going to look like a trash bucket.
Yeah. Also, like, there are certain people in your life where you don't care what they look like. Like, if they've got a little extra belly on them, that's not going to make you less interested in them or love them any less. Like, if you've been married to this person for a long time, you guys have kids together, or, like you just said, love
you just love them in spite of looks. Yeah, man. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, looks are great.
Yeah. I mean, let's not go totally off the reservation.
If you can't stand to be around the person that you're with because of the way they look, you don't love them.
No.
You lust them.
Yeah.
But there's that ain't love. Like, you take a guy, you take a guy or a girl, like, I look way different than when my wife and I first met. I was in my skinny years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was 12 or 11 years younger.
And your wife is nice enough to take it to the next level. Well, she'll just lie to you and tell you that she likes you all fat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now but
that's love.
I know I don't look the same that I did when we first met.
I like that there was a whole bunch of people out there that were trying to turn this woman into a victim, and she's just like, nah, man. Like, I told them, tell me to suck my pooch in.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. This is Dave and Mahoney.
So we've talked about how in 2022, if you are going to be a serial killer, or if you are going to be cheating or whatever it is, it's much harder to get away with things in 2022.
Can't have that second family that lives across the country anymore.
Do you really want the second family, though?
No.
That just seems like a lot of responsibility.
I mean, a dog's a lot of responsibility for me, Dave.
You don't have a dog.
I don't, and I love dogs.
You are obsessed with dogs.
I love dogs.
You follow how many dogs on social media?
I follow more dogs than people on Instagram. I'm following Basset Hounds. I'm following Golden Doodles. I'm following Golden Retrievers. My true love, dachshunds.
You have, where did you get this obsession with wiener dogs? Because
they're just so cute. I don't know.
Now, you have statues of wiener dogs in your house,
so
but you and your wife don't have a wiener dog.
My old roommate many years ago, he had, his dad came and stayed with us for like a month or two and brought his dogs, and they were wiener dogs, Bo and Callie. And we love those dogs. And so I think that's kind of the origin story of where my love for wieners began, Dave.
And ever since, you've loved wieners?
I have.
That's really sweet.
But not enough to buy one.
So
take care of it.
The reason why I even bring up the idea that it's much harder to, you know, have a second family.
Uh-huh. Do anything.
Get away with anything is because there's so much technology that constantly surrounds us. And everything is recorded and mostly logged for all of time.
Which is good for those of us who are forgetful.
And bad for this dude, for example. A woman discovered that her boyfriend was cheating on her after accessing a secret function of her Amazon Alexa. I didn't know that this was a thing. This woman named Jessica took to TikTok to reveal that the Amazon Alexa speaker saves all voice recordings, which can be retrieved online, which I don't like that. Like, why would you need to save all commands from the Alexa?
What was he like
online?
Playing sexy music or something?
She played hey, Alexa, the audio. And it was a woman's voice asking the speaker to play a specific song. It didn't say what song, which please tell me it was like Genuine Pony or something. But she plays a second song, recording captured just a minute later, which features her boyfriend asking Alexa to turn the track up louder.
What kind? I mean, okay, I get it. This dude's stepping out, doing what he shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
But how crazy do you gotta be
to sit there and comb through every last Alexa recording ever?
The craziest thing I've ever done, not in a relationship, but not maybe it's not even that crazy, but I've got a Ring doorbell and there was a dog that was pooping in my yard.
Okay, this is a little crazy.
And I've gone through every Ring notification to find out who and what that dog was. I also, another time, somebody wrote me up for having weeds, and I use weeds in quotation marks. There was one single weed in my yard. And
you want to see who wrote you up.
And I want to see who wrote me up.
You're not on your own being a creep. It's a retaliatory thing. Like
spite.
You have the evidence, and you're just combing through the evidence because somebody came at you, whether it's a dog pooping in your yard or somebody writing you up on your HOA for having a weed, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I understand that. If you're in a relationship and you're so paranoid that you're going to sit there and comb through hours
just
and hours of audio. Yes. If I found out that my wife was doing that sort of thing.
Yep, I'm out.
Also, if my wife was going through all of this process.
And not having a conversation with me.
Right. Like that just seems so unhealthy.
Because to me it goes like if you can never have like that feeling. I don't know. It just to me. That is a deal breaker. Like, that's already an unhealthy relationship. Like, that relationship is already broken to a point beyond any return.
Yeah.
For somebody like me.
How would you react if you found out that your wife was going through your phone?
I would be shocked. I would truly be shocked.
Yeah.
I would. Like, also my wife don't care about. You're an idiot.
She's like, I am too busy for all of this. If you want to cheat on me and have somebody else help you out, then that's fine. Just keep him out of the house. Go to a Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn?
It's classy, man.
A La Quinta.
Dave and Mahoney. Is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
So Mahoney, we've heard a lot of crazy stories from not just in the United States, around the world that land on the Redneck Report, but we've known for years just how wild Brazil can be. And one story that's always stood out to me is when I was interviewing Wanderlei Silva, you know, former Pride champion, just one of the all-time greats in the mixed martial arts world.
MMA, yes.
And he is from Brazil, obviously, and he was talking about how he was down there one time and he was driving, I believe it was one of his Aston Martins because those were his favorite type of cars, and people get robbed all of the time in the middle of the day in Brazil, and they pulled him out of the car at gunpoint to take his Aston Martin and then realized that he was Wanderlei Silva, apologized, and gave him back the keys to take his car.
Which, that would not happen to anybody else in Brazil besides Wanderlei Silva.
Yeah, not because they were scared of him, because obviously they had guns, but they were like, oh, you're Wanderlei Silva. You're awesome.
I like you.
Yes, I'm very sorry for trying to rob you. But this is a story also from Brazil. This one does not involve Wanderlei Silva. This is just a couple of thieves in Brazil. They stopped at a gas station to refuel. One of them escorted the worker into the store and then withdrew all of the cash from the register while holding this guy at gunpoint. Mm-hmm. Again, not that crazy of a situation. This happens a lot. The men then decided that they were going to hop into a vehicle and speed away. The only problem is that they crashed into something, and it wasn't the gas pump. It was something somehow a little bit worse at the gas station. You know those open pits that they have for when they're doing oil changes?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Where the guy standing underneath the big chain. They drove in one of those.
All these idiots. Yeah. I love this so much.
Right into it.
And did they get pulled out and beat the hell?
They actually escaped on foot, but they were arrested 9 miles away. So
if I see a video that involves death on the internet, it's either Russia or Brazil. I mean, like 99% of the time. I'm like, if it's a shooting or a robbery, traditionally Brazil. If there's a motorcycle, traditionally Brazil.
So there is a mayor of a small town that is in the Orlando area, and he was involved in some of the cleanup efforts after Hurricane Ian came through.
I mean, the devastation that Hurricane Ian wrought is just, Once in a lifetime?
So this guy, David Berkman, 59 years old, was helping clean up one of the parks when the victim started recording him on his cell phone. And the victim said that he began recording because the mayor, keep in mind, I mean, it's a small town, but this guy's the mayor.
Okay.
So you'd think that, you know,
you're a politician.
You probably wouldn't get into like a physical fight with somebody while you're doing a park cleanup from a hurricane that just blew through. And if you're out there as the mayor, it's probably kind of a publicity stunt. Like you're doing it to like show that you're like out there in the community.
Look at me. I'm fixing the community.
For whatever reason, they were fighting about something. Okay. And this mayor starts telling him he's going to kick his ass. And the guy starts recording him. The mayor hit this guy in the face with a rake.
Oh!
Now, I don't know what kind of rake it was, because
any kind of rake,
there's a difference between like the all metal rake and then the ones like
the plastic. But even the plastic, you got the plastic ones with the little things, so you can put an eye out.
I mean, any part of a rake is not great to get hit with, but this guy straight up hauled back and boom, so the mayor got arrested and only facing a misdemeanor battery charge, which is interesting.
Doesn't that seem like it should be a felony, like with a weapon? Like
you could kill somebody with a rake
for sure.
Would you rather go rake or shovel if you're going to get hit by one?
Oh, I feel like shovel. Less chance to put out an eye.
Because we all saw that video of the shovel, the girl-on-girl shovel.
Yeah, they remixed into one of the greatest bangers of all time. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally slapped. But my luck, getting hit with a shovel, I feel like I get hit with the side of a shovel.
Not just open.
Like the wide end.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, oof. Probably gonna have to go get a tetanus shot after that.
Have you ever stepped on a shovel or a rake and then it got you in the nuts?
Yeah. Those like the hard rakes like that you see in comics.
In like cartoons.
Yeah.
Like it literally is comical. Like you step on one of those, whoop, either right in the kisser or right in the what you want kisser.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Dave and Mahoney present.
Fast food freakout.
Shut up and listen to my order.
Chrissy is joining us today for a round of fast food freakouts. Chrissy, let me just ask you a question off the top here. What is your favorite fast food restaurant?
Either Del Taco or Burger King.
Ooh. Have you ever freaked out at a fast food restaurant yourself?
Well, I mean, I have been intoxicated inside of fast food restaurants before. I've never got off on a cashier or anything, but I've probably had an emotional meltdown inside of one at one point.
Yeah.
You are our people, Christy.
Yep, I can relate to that.
You are our people.
Never thrown a cash register at somebody intentionally yet.
If you haven't cried in a White Castle, you really haven't lived. You really haven't.
All right, so here's how it works, Chrissy. There is a total of three fast food restaurants. Mahoney is in the dark here, so he's going to be trying to help you out. You got to get two out of the three in order to win today. I'm going to give you the setup. I'll play the audio, and then I'll give you a multiple choice of what it could be. And it's as simple as you trying to figure out by guessing which one it is. There are little clues in the audio, though, so listen up for those, because you very well could win by just paying close attention. Again, Mahoney is your ally today. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a man with his wife, and he is throwing a cell phone at the cashier, like spiking a cell phone towards the cashier. Not great.
No! I'm calling the police. Give me the phone. I'm calling the police.
I'm getting a lawyer and I'm suing your ass.
I'm calling the police.
We're leaving.
You're not getting your phone back. I'm calling the police.
You threw your phone at him?
Yeah.
My phone! You dumbass, that's my phone, and he threw.
So hang on.
This is chaos. This is, I mean, obviously these people are tweaked out of their brains. The two screaming voices are the voices of the people who threw the phone. But we only hear one employee. So I'm leaning towards like this is a coffee or a donut shop.
No coffee or donut shop on the list. This is either A Burger King, no. B a Subway, or C a Popeyes.
Okay. So the other possibility with only like a sole employee, I think, in my professional opinion,
would be a Subway.
Would be a Subway, Chrissy. I don't think that's Popeyes. Popeyes, they're whooping his ass out of Popeyes.
Mm.
Burger King.
Oh, no, they're throwing down. Yeah. They're not going to be nice enough just to take the phone. They will take the phone and then throw hands.
I think that may be like a manager of a Subway who they're dealing with. That's my professional opinion.
Okay.
I'm willing to go Subway. I was thinking the same thing. Joyce, if you're going to go single voice, okay, cool. And then, Subway. Let's go.
Subway final answer. I'm sorry, guys. That was a Burger King. That was a Burger King.
That's an understaffed Burger King.
You were right about Popeyes.
We're all understaffed right now.
Yeah, they whooping your ass at Popeyes, but no, sorry. Huh. That means that you guys have to both get the next
two
right.
Well, we should have, Chrissy, we probably should have taken the meth into account here.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, when you're meth out of your mind, is a $5 foot long really what
nah,
you crave?
Nah. You want
or do
some
you want
of those,
a Whopper?
No, you want some of those weird chicken fries.
No, those onion rings.
Oh, the onion rings will get you, yeah. All right, so here we go on to number two. This is a woman, and there is somebody that's confused about how old she is, and it's once again chaos.
I am annoying. Yes, ma'am.
Oh boy!
I heard that beep, that oh so familiar beep.
Okay,
I feel like this is big McDonald's energy.
Well, McDonald's is on the list. Is that A, a Domino's, B, a McDonald's, or C, a Jason's Deli?
Can we hear that one more time, Chrissy? Do you let's listen for the beep. I don't think that's a Jason's Deli.
And it's too big to be a Jason's Deli.
And I feel like it's yeah, and I think it's also too big to be a Domino. No. Well, Jason's Deli's are bigger than McDonald's and Domino's. Domino's being the smallest interior of the three.
Okay, let's listen to it one more time.
No, because McDonald's got play spaces, and those are pretty big.
Ah, that's true. Those are big play spaces.
Give it a listen.
Get out! I am annoying. Yes, make me get out! You're pretty close to me.
You should see Mahoney right now. It's like he works for the FBI and he's trying to figure out, is that the L train that I hear in the background or is that?
I 100% know that is not a Jason's Deli.
I'll tell you what, you are correct. It is not a Jason's Deli. That is out.
Woo-hoo!
But.
In my head, in my head canon, the cashier is yelling at the woman to get the hell out the play space.
You think that's a play
and
space?
And she's like, no, I'm drunk.
Is that a Domino's or a McDonald's? It's
see,
one
some of
those
the acoustics
two.
McDonald's. Some of the acoustics that I'm hearing in there sound small. And that, I mean, I don't know. I can't understand somebody freaking out that much
McDonald's.
Over a Domino's.
I'll say this much. There is a beep in there, and the beep is either the fryer or it's one of the pizza ovens. Because there is a beep that goes to the pizza ovens
so
as well.
I heard the beep, but that again, just the way that certain things are bouncing. Chrissy, I think we go. I think we go Domino's. I think we go Domino's on this.
Final answer.
I'm gonna jump in Twitch and be real salty at you for wrong, but sure, let's go Domino's.
Domino's is correct. Very nice. Very nice. All right, so it all comes.
I'll be less than selfie at you at Twitch.
Okay, third and final one. Here we go. You got to get this right in order to win still, but you're back on the board
good.
Now.
Good luck.
You're in the game. Here good we go. Luck. This fast food place is closing, and one woman is none too pleased that they are closing.
Can you explain to me why your business hours are posted at 1?
None of your business.
It's none of my business?
It is our business. This is not a publicly held entity.
Okay, that's okay.
That is
but
wonderful.
That's okay. But what does that have to do with what I asked you, though, sir? Like, I asked you, it's none of my business. It's none of my business what your business hours are, but I'm a customer.
Goodbye.
And I come here and I eat here.
Boy, she sounds exhausting. A KFC, B, a Wendy's, or C, a Little Caesars?
Oh, boy.
Okay. So they close. So it's not a Wendy's because Wendy's drive-thrus are open all night.
Some are.
Not all of them.
Not all are. And this
not
to me, this
them,
sounds
okay.
like she's trying to go into the interior. Am I correct in that regard? She's trying to go into
she's
the
trying,
interior.
She's trying to go inside, yep.
Yeah.
So I feel like, inside. See, that maybe, I mean, there's a lot of beeps in there that were unfamiliar to me. I have not been into a Little Caesars in a hot minute.
Yeah.
But
I don't like Little Caesars all that much, so I haven't been in there ever.
Can we hear this one more time? So yep. Little Caesars,
yes, please,
Wendy's,
please.
Or
KFC?
KFC. Yep.
Can you explain to me why your business hours are posted at 1?
None of your business.
It's none of my business.
It is our business. This is not a publicly held entity.
Okay, that's okay.
That is
wonderful. That's okay. But what does that have to do with what I asked you, though, sir? Like, I actually, it's none of my business. It's none of my business what your business hours are, but I'm a customer.
Goodbye.
And I come here and I eat here.
He is being pretty friendly.
Okay, so here is what I am hearing. I'm hearing trays.
Mm-hmm.
I am hearing trays that are being placed against what I assume are racks.
Mm.
To me, that leads it to either Little Caesars or a KFC at this point. Can we eliminate Wendy's?
I don't know if you want to do that because the game comes down to this. You could. You could, but...
What would they have as a rack at Wendy's?
I mean, they have the trash can, but they don't... All fast food places give you trays of food.
Chrissy, go with the Wendy's.
No?
Go with the Wendy's.
You want to go with the Wendy's?
Call Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Final answer?
Let's go Wendy's.
I'm shocked. That is right. Wow, what a job.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you won. You did it.
Oh, my God.
All on your own, too. No help at all.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So out of all the places that you can go, where is the spot that you go that has consistently the worst customer service?
Oh, man. That's a...
Because I'll give you my answer, and it's pretty easy, whether it's me or somebody close to me. Every time that they go, it's always a horror story. It's the doctor. It's like you go into the doctor, and you have to wait like an hour and a half to see the doctor.
I've got a good doctor.
Is your doctor timely?
Yes.
Like you go in, have an appointment, let's say it's at 1 o'clock, and you walk in.
I never wait more than 5 minutes in her waiting room.
Really?
For my primary care doctor.
That is wild. That is nuts.
Like if I go to a dermatologist or if I go to like one of those imaging places, if I got to get whatever done, I wait longer. But my primary care doctor, but I also was recommended by my neighbor. She's a head of nursing in town.
So they sent you to a good doctor.
So I asked her, you know, after I got out of the hospital and was sick, I'm like, hey, my primary guy just retired. Who would you recommend? And that's who she gave me. So I had a little bit of an inside track.
That helps.
So, but in the past, yeah, there's definitely some issues waiting for a doctor, but I also don't want a doctor. This is a double-edged sword, Dave, because you and I before my last primary care doctor retired, you and I were both going to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was great. He would take all the time in the world. He would spend plenty of time.
So you and
with
I are
you.
Different. I didn't like him as much as you did because he was a little too just chatty. Like he just wanted to like talk about like baseball and
but
stuff.
But he didn't make you feel rushed. There's nothing worse than going to. I've been to because I went through a couple doctors before I went to this one.
I don't want to feel rushed, but I don't necessarily need to be like buddies and like just sit there and chit chat. Like just get to it. Like around. Like go ahead and take a look
bedside,
at the old.
That was like one of your first times going there. He wants to create a relationship, create a level of trust.
And maybe it was because I came in with, I'd been burned previously, my former doctor. Every time that I would go see her, even if it was the sort of thing where it was a morning, like early morning appointment, she'd be an hour and a half behind every single time.
So one of the doctors when I was looking for a new doctor was one of the guys who had a hole in his pants, which was a...
Can't have that.
A quick no-go. Not only that, but also commented on my wife's feet. So I'm like, this dude is a creep. Because you don't say anything about him.
Wait, he commented on your wife's feet?
Yes.
You told me about the hole in the pants. I hadn't heard about him commenting on his...
Said something about her feet.
What did he say?
It was like, boy, you have nice feet or something like that.
What?
Yeah, it was something like super inappropriate.
I mean,
because on another... Like, I have never once in my life... Because I don't have a foot fetish. I have never once looked at a woman and go, wow, you have nice feet. Not once.
I'm not a foot guy either, but...
I would never even...
It's huge business. I guess it's a thing. Like, you see people out there all the time talking about selling foot pictures, and the people that do that, I guess, make a killing doing it.
If you're good at it,
sure,
maybe. Or you have, like, top-tier feet. Yeah. But he also, you know, that was another, like, no-go for me. And his waiting room felt like I was in a run-down DMV. Not even a decent DMV, a run-down DMV. I'm like, this is not where I want to be sitting around a bunch of, like, sick, weird people.
No, that's the doctor that you go to if you want a shady prescription.
And he was like board certified, like Boston College, you know, like high credentials.
Did he look like he had a meth problem? Because, you know, like...
Okay, let me tell you this, too.
Okay.
As I'm leaving this particular doctor, we're leaving the exam room because the nurse comes in. He leaves, nurse comes in, right, does the nurse stuff, and, like, gives us our prescription, and you have any questions. And as we're leaving, I see him go into a separate room, and it's a whole-ass snack room. This son of a bitch, hole in his pants, talking about my wife's feet, and had a snack room. Like, in your doctor's office, you had a snack room. Not like a vending machine. Like, I mean, there's like, this is like a storage room for snacks. I saw handicap hot fries. I saw a bunch of candy bars. I saw Fritos.
This is a doctor?
This is a doctor.
Like, I mean, if this is a kid's play place, I get it. There's a big demand for Cheetos.
And
but
he looks like me. And he's talking trash to me about, like, healthy living. I'm like, nah,
If you're a board-certified doctor from Boston College, and your office is in a bombed-out strip mall and looks like an old DMV, you got a hole in your pants and you're commenting on your new,
if I was drug-seeking clients.
Yeah. Exactly. This guy just had to be like a drug mule, right?
Yeah. If I wanted all the oxys in the world.
Go to that guy.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Well, the reason why I even broached this subject, because I had no idea that you had this good of experiences with doctors. I had literally the first time ever for me. I went to the doctor the other day, and I was in and out in 30 minutes. Like, I walked in.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, it was fine. It was a dermatologist appointment. Oh, okay. I had like a little thing on my leg, and my wife's like, you got to get it checked out and make sure it's not cancer. It's not. It's fine.
It was eczema?
No, it's just like a little
dry skin.
I'm just old. I don't know. Just a
skin
little,
tag?
It's like a little spot on my leg.
Well, no, it just surprises me because you're not traditionally a proactive doctor guy.
I'm not a doctor guy. But I went in there. They handed me the paperwork. And before I sat down, and before I could even get done filling it out, they called me back. I thought it was a mistake. Walked in, and within 30 minutes, gone, out the door and on my way. It was great.
I know you hate my dentist because I don't know why.
I don't hate your dentist.
You don't go to him. Hate him.
Dude, you have a missing tooth right now.
That's not his fault.
It might be.
No,
he's your dentist. He's in
but
charge.
I will say, I go to my dentist.
Yeah.
I walk in and almost walk back immediately. Like, never more than 2 minutes. Like, that is some gangster.
Does he give you the extra laughing gas if you ask?
No, dude. You know I don't get put under.
No, but just like to the edge of getting put under.
No, man, I don't want to do any. Like,
see, this
last
was,
time I got put under, I said crazy ass stuff.
This is why I don't go to your dentist.
Oh, because he doesn't give you the.
I got the hookup. Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now the voicemail.
Hey, listen to your thing about the Dahmer thing on Netflix. You forgot to mention how great the actor was, and I think he just literally, and this is not a pun on words, he ate the part. But the other thing that was very interesting is the police had him dead to rights 2 times, and they let him go, and they probably let him go because he was white. The first time was his first murder, and he was drunk as a skunk, and they let him go, and the guy was in the back seat of the car. And the actor was phenomenal. He did really good.
Message.
I don't think anybody is questioning whether or not he is a phenomenal actor. A phenomenal actor. You know who's a phenomenal actor? You take the kid who played Joffrey on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Everybody in America hated that kid.
Yep.
You know why? Mm. Because he was a good actor.
Believable.
And he is, I think, since retired from acting because of all the hate that he got from that role, which
that's,
is just...
That's kind of too bad. But the guy who played Dahmer, I didn't know him because I'm not a big fan of the... what's that show on FX? The kind of horror-based show?
American Horror Story?
American Horror Story, yeah thank you. Evan Peters, I guess he was in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't a fan of that, but my wife instantly recognized him. But he did great in Dahmer. We're not done with it yet, but I mean, there is definitely to this guy's point. Like Dahmer knew exactly what he was doing. He was playing on white privilege. He was playing on the fact that he was gay because he knew that that would spook some people back in the day because they just didn't want to hear about it.
And if you're going the cops. And if those are your victims that you're going after as well, man, it's just. I'm glad that dude got.
He got murked in prison.
Yep.
See you later.
Justice system should have done it, but you know what? Somebody else took it into their hands, so good
for
them.
A little bit of prison justice there.
Please leave a message after the tone.
A quick question. I was born when Eisenhower was president, so I'm pretty old, but I have listened to you guys forever. The music is good. So do you have any research indicating how many folks in their 60s or 70s or beyond are listening? Just a question. Have a great day. And please drive safely on your way home.
Message deleted.
Well, I thought that guy was going to goof on us at first.
Yeah, I did too. Thank you for the sage advice about driving safely. So we do get a handful of people from time to time that will call us, and we've had people in their 70s. We've had people in their 80s. I don't recall anyone in their 90s. Maybe I'm just not thinking of it at this time, but a handful of people over the years that are in their 70s and 80s that listen every single day. But to answer your question about the research, generally the way that the rating system works is that we don't get a lot of data for people that are 55 plus.
Yeah.
And that's just because the demographics are broken into like 18 to 34, because, 18 to 49, 25, 54.
Yeah. The advertising companies and people who are in charge of that think that anybody who's over the age of 54 has already made up their minds about everything that they're going to do in life, is garbage.
I mean, it's kind of garbage, but also kind of not. Like, I don't think that I don't think that we're going to have a lot of influence on people that are, you know, 68 years old.
Sure we will.
You think so?
No, it's not even that. It's just like, I am a consumer. And I feel like I always will be a consumer. So it doesn't matter if I'm 41 or if I'm 67. It doesn't matter. Like, I listen, my mom, she probably doesn't want me to say her age, but my mom's in her 60s.
Yep.
And she is always, you know, exploring and trying new things. So, I mean, we tried to do a show for people who are just like-minded. Age is just a number.
How many people do we know that we're very close friends with that are well into their 50s or 60s, but they just have a youthful outlook on things and they're a blast to be around? Meanwhile, you know, you just turned 40 not that long ago, and you've got the mindset of an 85-year-old.
And I've had for the last 10 years, And that's how I want to be.
Andy in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, did point something out. For those of you that know Mary, she actually banged Eisenhower one time. They hooked up once. That is a fact.
Please leave a message after the tone.
This is for Dave, I guess. At what point do you cut off neighbor kids because of the way they behave? And do you hold it against the kid or the parent?
Message deleted.
So I don't have a lot of neighbor kids that are annoying in our neighborhood. And I think that my wife would actually prefer if there was more young kids around to hang out with ours. There's just not a lot in our neighborhood. But if there was neighbor kids that were regularly coming over unannounced, like I remember as a kid myself, I mean, I come from a big family, 6 kids, but there was a family that lived down the street from us, and I've told you about them before, that has 17 kids.
That's insane to me.
And we were friends with one of the younger ones because they were just in the same age group. His name was Knut, just to give you an idea of how much they'd run out of names by the time that they got to number 17. But I remember one time we went over to Knut's house, and we went to walk in because he invited us in, and his dad just went, "Get out." Like, the last thing that a couple of parents that have 17 kids need is the neighbor kids coming over. I don't feel like I'd have a lot of tolerance, even with 4 kids, with just more random kids around for no reason.
We, growing up, my neighborhood had, I mean, it was a lot of starter homes where I grew up in St. Louis. And I mean, there was like 100 kids in my neighborhood. Like
100 kids?
Think about the world's biggest cul-de-sac. There was only one street in, one street out. Like, and it wrapped.
That's kind of fun, though.
And it wrapped around. It was, growing up,
great place to grow up. Yeah.
Yes. Phenomenal. And there were so many kids. But I could just imagine there would be certain days during the summer when we were all out of school that there would be 20 some odd kids at any random person's house, which my mom loved it.
20 kids.
Like, my mom loved just having kids around. That's just who she is and how she was. So she never cared if there were a whole bunch of kids at our house. But like,
I bet your dad was working long hours on those days, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, he always worked.
Yeah, 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 it worked.
Summer hours.
Yeah.
This is Dave and Mahoney. A fish, a lifestyle, and a haircut.
Haircut.
This is Mullet Over with Dave and Mahoney.
Herb is joining us for a round of Mullet Over. Herb, how you doing today? Thank you for being with us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have anyone in your life currently that has a mullet, or perhaps do you have a mullet, whether currently or in your past?
I don't think so, no.
Mm. It's all right. We have three different people that all sound like they definitely could have a mullet. Only one of them does. You're trying to figure out which one has the mullet. Mahoney is your ally today. He is also going to be trying to figure this out with you. So I'll give you the setup. I'll play you the audio. And then
don't
you
let me
can,
down, sir.
Yeah, you can make your guess either right away or after you've heard all three. But here we go with the first one. This young man, and he is a young man, just looking at him, my guess, somewhere between like 12 and 14 years old. And he's talking about what a fun time he's had jumping a creek on his quad.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's have a listen.
I was down in that creek. It got about this deep on me. So we all jumped across, and none of us made it because it was like super wide. When Walker tried to walk across, he just took one step in and fell. It got this deep on him. We've been jumping that creek for like 3 weeks now.
I love that little kid so much. Man. He's
fell,
so cute.
It got this deep on him. We've been jumping that creek for like 3 weeks now.
I think yeah, that I'll put this in the maybe category for me. If he would have said crick, that would have been 100% mullet. But uh-huh. He did not say crick.
Come
he did
on,
say
that
crick.
Accent. If you don't think that he does with that accent, that's crazy.
Yeah. I
love them. Fail. It got this deep on him. We've awesome. Been jumping that creek for like 3 weeks
as
now.
A okay. kid to jump a creek
yeah.
on an ATV.
Where are your parents?
I love it.
Copper said this is a contender. All right, so we will see. That is number one. That is a young man, again, probably between the ages of 12 and 14 years old. This one, we're going to go up a little bit in age, but these guys are probably in their early 20s is what they look like.
Uh-huh.
And they just want to remind you that grammar isn't everything.
A lot of old-timers will say paints and...
Aints. Got aints in your house. But, I mean, we don't talk like the old-timers, really. But, you know, we still say, you know, it's not tobacco. It's going up there to the store to get me some tobacco. Or I'll see you tomorrow. And then, and it don't mean that we're any less smart than anybody else in the United States. I mean, we're at a four-year university right now, studying to get our bachelor of science degrees. And yeah, our grammar ain't that good.
Doesn't anybody who's doing a video explaining how they talk, don't they just sound insufferable?
Yeah, especially when they're trying to communicate that they are as smart as everyone else, but they can't even do it in a complete sentence. It's interesting.
And did they say Florida University? Mm-hmm. Because mullet.
Okay, well, and there's two of them in there, so that's...
Could double the chances.
All right, so we'll go to number three here, and this gentleman is older, I'd say, probably... late 40s to early 50s. And this guy is just a man that loves his cigars. And ooh. Mahoney, I think you're going to love his
Sounds
voice.
Sounds like a man after my own heart.
Afternoon. Dwayne here at Dry Creek Ringler School. We have a saying around here, when I get a really, really good cigar, it's called a mustache burner. Because I smoke it all the way down till I'm in danger of lighting my mustache on fire.
I will say this much, that he's got the full beard, but he's got a mustache that is much longer than the beard, which I don't
he think... He sounds like Sam Elliott.
He looks...
Like, he's got like the kind of cowboy Sam Elliott feel.
He looks like Sam Elliott in a lot of ways. He looks like he could be, I kid you not, the son of Sam Elliott, because he's got a mustache that rivals...
And no mullet.
He's got a mustache that rivals Sam Elliott, but the actual beard itself is much thinner.
This is no mullet. I am sure this is no mullet. What?
Great minds think alike, Mahoney.
So you want to eliminate number three? You sure about that?
Well, now that Mahoney just did that, I feel like I may be wrong.
This okay. guy does not sound like he has a mullet.
Then I'm not going to eliminate anybody just yet.
Okay.
Mahoney just sounded like he was surprised. So, Mahoney, what do you think?
I'm thinking we probably shouldn't eliminate this guy.
Okay. Uh-huh. I agree. I concur, sir.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So apparently we're real bad at this game.
Good thing.
How about we eliminate the kid jumping the crick?
You want to eliminate number one?
Let's eliminate number one.
Good elimination, you guys.
Yes.
Let's kid jumping the crick. What's he look like?
He's got a camo hat that is pulled down nearly over his eyes, which seems like it would probably be a safety damage or a safety hazard if he is in fact
that is like the
jumping
every,
over a creek on a quad.
But, every 10-year-old living his best life down in the South. Love that kid.
So number one is eliminated.
I was just thinking the same, man.
Okay. Yeah. So it's now between the two guys who are insufferable, talking about how they speak.
Uh-huh.
Or the cool-ass Sam Elliott guy. I feel like I don't know about you.
Uh-huh.
Sam Elliott.
Maybe we eliminate the two douchebags who are telling us how they talk because they are insufferable. And we go with the guy who sounds
like
cool as hell.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So you guys are going with the Sam Elliott lookalike for the win?
For the win.
Wow.
Unbelievable, yeah,
you guys.
It's like a sixth sense. Nothing's going to ever keep you down.
If I may say so myself,
you guys are not that wrong. It is a very small mullet, but it is mullety enough to be long enough in the back where it's touching the back collar. And so, but tell me that guy doesn't look like a young
mullet. That is a mullet beard too. I mean, because that
is, and that guy does. Tell me he doesn't look like a young Sam Elliott. That could be Sam Elliott's kid with ease.
I mean, that could have been Sam Elliott 30 years ago, yeah, for sure.
Man, what a great voice.
A mustache.
It's called a mustache burner. Because
I
smoke it all the way down till I'm in danger of lighting my mustache on fire.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you!
So it is this constant push for convenience and information from the consumer side of things. Mm-hmm. And, of course, these big tech companies are willing to provide it. But at what point does it become too much? Because there was recently a little bit of uproar, but not really much, with Amazon buying Roomba. And the reason why is because Roombas can map your house. And
then
so,
Amazon could have the data for that.
Is that really that valuable of data?
Sure. The most valuable thing in the world right now is, I mean, besides water and oil, is information. I mean, having...
But I mean, is it really
metrics,
that hard to figure
why
out?
Why do you think Google bought Fitbit? Why, you know, like it's a arms race for information. And the more information you have, the more accurate you can... advertise to people.
Yeah, but most people live in master planned communities to begin with if they live in the suburbs, or even if they live in the city in a high rise, like, you know, you can get the blueprint for somebody's house and figure out what the layout of their home is.
But
it's one of three designs that
you can probably
from.
Detect where what certain things are. I mean, that technology is only going to get better, and it's going to provide more information. You could maybe tell you, like, the temperature of the house, and, you know, there's all sorts of things that you and I as laymen can't think of why that would be great, but
Amazon said it's going to start selling a device later this year that can track sleeping patterns with a wristband. But you already do this.
I do, yeah.
Does it bother you giving? So the thing that gets me that makes me a little paranoid about all of this is with the health information, right?
Yeah.
Because I love having access, like with the Apple Watch, right? Like,
yeah.
I like knowing how active I've been throughout the day. I like the challenge of, you know, closing the rings and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's lame, and maybe that's just me falling into the trap. I like that, though. But there's also, like, it's tracking your heart rate. And
sometimes the new ones are going to do, like, aren't they going to do, like, blood pressure? And you have your AFib and your the EKG. I mean,
yeah. But
again,
don't you feel like they're going to use that against you where they would sell that information to an insurance company that would not allow you to be insured by them if there was something wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I'll get on my wife's insurance.
That's the plan?
That's the plan.
Okay.
No, I mean, again, it should bother me, but again, I don't care. For stuff like that.
This new
Whatever.
Thing from Amazon is a bit different, because right now you wear your Fitbit and use that for sleep tracking. Is that right?
Yes, I do. But I'll say this. I'm probably, for me, the benefits outweigh the costs. We have seen plenty of stories over the last couple of years of the, like, the EKG and the irregular heartbeats that, you know, when somebody's going into AFib.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more likely to have a heart attack than like somebody using my health information against me personally.
So this is interesting. I didn't know
and
this.
And I'd rather not have a heart attack or know when I'm having a heart attack.
NYG in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said Roomba takes pictures of things like obstacles. They will for sure be looking at everything else as well.
For sure.
I didn't know that Roombas had cameras to take
Google
pictures.
That's, I mean, you look at, like, the AI that exists even on your phone. Like, most people don't use the search feature on your, if you go to albums, and you just type in, like, the other day I was looking for something because I had taken a picture of something and I was like, oh, I'm gonna Google cigar, and it can find, I Google cigar, or I type in cigar into the search, and every picture I've ever taken of a cigar in my phone pops up.
That's not a cigar, buddy.
Oh, well, I wish it was that big.
It is very tan. Amazon, though, with this new Halo Rise, it's going to use no contact sensors and then AI to measure a user's movement and breathing patterns, which allows the device to track sleep stages throughout the night. Like, I hear all this stuff about REM sleep, and I've never really tracked sleep that much.
Especially if you have, like, you know, if you have problems sleeping through the night, or if you stop breathing, you know, that you can maybe get on one of the CPAP machines to help you sleep better and feel better. It's game changing for a lot of people. I mean, the health, I think the merger of health and health, your health and technology coming together, that's going to be the biggest growth industry that we see in this country. I mean, it really is, because the more we learn, the more we can treat it. And most of us don't want to die tomorrow. So, like, living longer, there's a vested interest in that.
This actually sounds pretty interesting to me. I mean, they're not super expensive, which is kind of what Amazon has done well, even when they first rolled out the Alexas and everything else. Like, they just didn't cost a ton. This is does not include cameras or microphones. So, if you're worried about there being a camera directly pointed at your bed, understandably, that's not the case. $139 is the retail for it, though. Just tell me if this gives you any sort of reassurance of your privacy being respected, though, because here's what Amazon, who has faced a lot of scrutiny over their handling of customer data.
Well, we just talked about that story earlier today, the girlfriend catching the boyfriend cheating with the
Amazon Alexa
voice thing.
This one says, Amazon says, that you don't have to worry about it. The health data is encrypted in transit and at rest in the cloud.
I'm sure. I'm going to sleep so soundly tonight.
Yes.
But I could probably use a CPAP machine.
You think so?
I mean,
you think
maybe.
You have sleep apnea?
So there's sometimes I wake up and I'm like...
Or are you just so lazy you want somebody to breathe for you?
That too.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
So what are some rookie mistakes you could avoid when entering the dating scene for the first time?
Message deleted.
Well, we've talked about how it's a total deal killer for, I think, most people if you bring up your ex. Like, even if there is an opportunity to bring it up, unless you guys are having just a conversation where it's a kind of a back and forth. But I've had a few friends that have gone on dates that say that they've sat down and the person just constantly talks about their ex.
It's a first date. That's a big red flag, unless there's some sort of interesting...
There's a story, sure.
Something that
But if it's you sit down and you start complaining about them or harping on them or whatever it is,
they're not
it's kind of like they're not over them.
Yeah, they're not ready.
Or it was their fault that it blew up in the first place. Yep. It's kind of like when if you are doing an interview with somebody, which is very similar to dating in a lot of ways, and they come in and they start talking trash about their former employer, you're kind of like, I think you're part of the problem.
Yeah, there's something. If you can't restrain yourself to the point where you can't talk about that. Also, I feel like, you know, I know there's some people who say, well, if they're talking about kids on the first date, I don't hate that if, you know, as I've gotten older.
But it's because you've gotten older.
Telling people what you want, I feel like, is incredibly important when
it comes
to
relationships. If I was 22 years old and someone's like, I want kids, I'd be like, hey,
but if you really do, like, I mean, so there's some guys out there
sure
who are just as eager to start a family and have kids as women. And, you know, you find each other. I feel like being upfront about what you want helps weed people out and not waste your time. So be upfront about what you want and don't bend yourself to somebody else at the beginning.
Chelsea said she doesn't like it when people are too sexual on the first date.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of creepy.
There's a vibe.
Yeah.
Like but I feel like so many people don't, or they miss it. You know, the touching, like the people who like, oh, it's who read one book about, like, you know, when you're
physical touch,
making to create a more intimate setting, like, you know,
lightly touch your hand. Like, no, don't touch me.
Shut
creep.
Up.
Stop that.
No, like this is we're going to figure this out. And then like if this progresses, we will know.
Also, don't go in looking for all the things that are off with the person, because we all know that person, guy or girl, that has like the long checklist of the person has to be this tall or look like this or act like this or have this kind of job or have these sort of standards or whatever it is. If you go in looking for all of the things that are wrong, you're the problem.
And also, you want to find a guy who's 6'5", 210, with, you know, sub 10% body fat, who makes, you know, $200,000+ a year, owns his own house.
That guy's out
cars.
There, but he's not out on a date with you.
He ain't looking for you.
Nope.
He ain't and never will.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, as a parent, what's the worst TV show that your kids watch?
Message deleted.
It's not a single TV show. Like, when they ask for Netflix, I'm fine with it. If they want to watch something on Disney, I'm fine with it. It's all the crap on YouTube.
Can you just block YouTube?
I wish I could, man. I feel like they're already, but that's their favorite thing to watch.
More so than any of the
Netflix,
other cartoons?
Netflix, Disney, any of that stuff. It's not even the cartoons. They want to watch kids that are about their age doing things like pulling pranks on people, which I just hate. I hate it.
You gotta indoctrinate them. Like, that's what you just gotta, like, pull. You gotta get them in on the Disney train, man.
I mean, I've tried, man. They just yeah.
I mean, set up a thing at your house to block YouTube. You can put it in your router.
No, I know how to block YouTube.
Do you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's not going to stop them from wanting it.
Well, they can want it, but if you're feeding them something else.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying you got to brainwash them. That's what you got to do. And I told you this from the beginning. You never listen.
I do feel like our generation, like the parents that we had, were totally fine with brainwashing us. In fact, it was 100% highly encouraged.
Yes.
And then, you know, we're part of this snowflake generation where it's frowned upon to brainwash your children and force them into your way of life. Like, what happened to the good old days? Or you just be like, nope.
Indoctrination, man.
That's right.
That is what we are doing.
The only voice of reason that you hear is mine.
Yep.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you remember the worst tantrum you threw as a kid?
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah. The worst I ever threw. Which,
I imagine that you know exactly which one's the worst. Oh, 100%,
dude. Yeah. It involved the ice cream truck. Ice cream truck was coming through my neighborhood. Uh-huh. And my mom gave me money for the ice cream truck every day. Or every time it came through. Which, during the summer, was like every other day. My neighborhood was just a gold mine for the ice cream truck. Because there
never
were 100 kids.
Yeah.
And there was one day the soft serve ice cream truck was coming. So that was a special occasion.
That was a treat, yeah.
And somehow I did not have money, or my mom didn't give it to me, or she was doing something. And I remember running out of the house and, like, standing in front of the ice cream truck to get him to stop.
It's like that scene from Austin Powers where he's in front of the bulldozer. Yes. And he's like, stop.
And, like, crying. And then finally, like, caused a big enough a scene, I think, where my dad came out and bought me an ice cream.
And that's where it all started, isn't it?
I've learned how to hold them hostage.
That's right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney this Show. This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. This is Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, how do you feel that you react whenever you're sleepy? Like, are you just generally somebody that can power through it, or are you a total a-hole to everyone around you?
No, I power through most of the time. I mean, my mood's pretty constant when it comes to sleep deprivation. The thing that gets me, though, I could be sleepy, but I got to be full.
Okay.
If I am hangry, my wife's like, the only time I think you don't love me is when you are hangry.
That you don't love her?
She's like, I think you're mad at me or you don't love me. It's like when you are hungry. And when I am hungry, like, we know that my driving force, I'm a simple creature, is if I'm not full, my mood changes.
Would you say, I mean, because, you know, over the years, you know, we all change, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, when we were younger, I think about my 20s.
Yep.
And I don't think about ever really worrying about what I was eating. It was all about just having fun, just, you know, like chasing girls, going out partying,
food
all
was
that
an
stuff.
Afterthought.
An afterthought.
Yeah. Just
were you that way in your 20s as well?
Yeah. I was just trying to get laid.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't getting laid. Mm-hmm. And so.
Yeah.
It was always, that was what I was seeking.
Andy said, Mahoney's love language is Del Taco.
give me that green burrito, baby.
Sky said Mahoney's wife carries an emergency Snickers just for him.
That's right. I mean, that is, as far as commercials that define me, that is it. My mom, it was funny because I was having this conversation with my mom and my wife not too long ago, because we know that, like, I love food and that's my comfort when I'm stressed, when I'm happy I eat, when I'm sad I eat. All, like, I just eat.
Right. But, like, food is what a lot of other people use, like sex or booze or, like, other vices.
My,
like,
vice,
food is your vice.
My vice is food. Yeah. Like, delicious food is where I'll freebase some short ribs in a heartbeat. But my mom was like, as a young kid, I never cared about food. Like, her trying to get me to eat was an uphill battle.
Yeah, it's tough.
Really. I was a picky eater. I didn't, you know, all I wanted is, like, white bread. We would go to restaurants and I wouldn't eat. But when I turned like 18, 19 and got my, you know, like, kind of independence and own car and money was you know, had my own money, fast food is what kind of like shifted it for me. And then I got into radio. And as we know in radio, especially those early years, we didn't have a lot of free time,
right,
or a lot of money to do anything else. And so it was just became all sorts of fast food for me.
Have you, you've never combined food and sex, have you?
I mean, afterwards.
No, no, no. But like, you never George Costanza did, where like, man, let me eat some of this pulled pork while you're pulling my pork.
I am not that. I am not that flexible, Dave.
No.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I even bring up the idea of lack of sleep and whether or not it makes you, you know, angry to the point where you're willing to cut people off is that there was actually a study done on sleep and sleep deprivation, and the results are that it makes you stingy or less generous with your time when you're tired.
Okay.
And that's not a huge surprise.
No.
But, you know, when you hear people talking about being, you know, grumpy before they have their coffee or this and that, like, that's actually a very real thing.
Yeah.
Where you don't want to interact with anyone. Based on this study, they're saying that it is a perfectly normal thing to have little tolerance to no tolerance for other people and their requests, even if they're important, if you're short on sleep.
For me, I'm, you know, I don't like to be short on sleep. I try to get minimum 7 hours of sleep every night, sometimes more.
Yeah, I mean, but really, you're getting what, like 10?
Not every day. I mean, we go to bed early, but we wake up very early as well. But I mean, minimum. I mean, every night, like on a weekend, I'll sleep for 10 hours for sure. But on a weekday where things, I may stay up like on my phone or I stay up watching something on TV.
Do you think that if you have a kid? Because you're having a kid.
This is the thing that scares me the most.
Yeah, it turns your whole life on its head, especially your sleep schedule, right? Yeah. Like, do you think that if you have a kid, that you're going to hate that kid?
Probably.
Because that kid is going to mess up your sleep 100%. Every day, years.
I mean, I'm at the point in my life where I've accepted that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I kind of know that's what's going to happen.
You're anticipating the hatred.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Because I like sleep, man. Food and sleep.
Those are the two things that you love.
Kids
ruin
both of those.
Food and sleep.
If
you go
to
a restaurant, you want to have a nice meal, forget about it.
I don't know if you believe in karma or reincarnation. If that is a thing, I want to come back as a thick-ass bear. Because all they do is eat and sleep and occasionally bang. Like hibernating, just putting on all that weight, going to sleep for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, wake up, have sex once,
mm-hmm,
and then just eat
and go,
then
back,
go back to sleep.
Yep.
Dave and Mahoney, Dave and Mahoney. Dave and Mahoney. Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash. I'm Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, is it just the age that we're at right now where it seems like all of the rock stars that we might want to see in concert have to cancel whole tours because they're ailing?
I mean, Zach De La Rocha is 52 years old. It blew out, what was it, his MCL?
Something like it. ACL, MCL,
one of the
meniscus, something like
one of those important tendons that you need. And it sucks because, I mean, you don't want to go
Wasn't
see.
Wasn't it the first show, too?
It was in Chicago, I believe.
Like they come out on stage and he starts jumping around and then blows out a knee.
This is why I've made a solemn oath, Dave, to never run or jump ever again in my life. I am 41 years old, and I've held to this for several years.
You know better.
And there's just no reason for me to be jumping up for any reason now.
Because you don't play basketball. You don't play volleyball. Those days are gone.
Those are in my past. Never going to get better. I'm not going to be better than I was when I was at 18, all conference.
So not only has Rage Against the Machine had to put their tour on the shelf, now Coldplay has been forced to postpone shows as well, a series of them, and it's because I guess there is a lung infection that Chris Martin is dealing with, and there is strict doctor's orders to rest for the next 3 weeks.
Well, especially when your main job is to sing and having something to do with your lungs, which is a key component of that. Yeah, you might want to rest the old moneymaker.
Hocus Pocus 2 is crushing it for Disney. I didn't expect this. I mean, you think about all the movies that Disney has released, and, you know, the streaming has been, ever since Disney Plus dropped, has been instantly grabbed onto by Disney fans and people that have kids and everything else. Hocus Pocus is the number one film premiere on Disney Plus.
That does not surprise me, though.
Doesn't?
I mean, it doesn't surprise, I mean, because you think about most of the content that Disney has put out on Disney Plus, most of it has been episodic. And so you think of all the Marvel series that they've put out. You think about the Star Wars series that they put out. But as far as standalone movies, what, they put Pinocchio on there and that was a turd. And so for me, people watching Hocus Pocus, the nostalgia that surrounds it, everybody loves Bette Midler, everybody loves Sarah Jessica Parker, you know, the feelings that they have.
Does everyone love Sarah Jessica Parker?
A lot of people, I mean, in that role they do.
Okay. Yeah, she was good in that. And I did watch Hocus Pocus 2 with the kids. They were very excited about it. Spooky season's here.
Did you watch Hocus Pocus 1 to lead up to
Hocus Pocus? They had watched Hocus Pocus 1 before.
I did not.
I never watched Hocus Pocus 1.
So you were behind?
1. I was behind, and I didn't really pay that close of attention. I was on my phone for most of it. But by the time I got over, I was like, oh, that went by pretty fast. Not bad.
Okay, but that doesn't surprise me, because as far as like individual movie releases for Disney, that's the one thing that they do kind of lack on that platform. But I'm also okay with that because I love their series. But also don't raise the price. I know the CEO has been talking about that. Like people are way underpaying for Disney Plus, Mike. Dude, hey, don't follow that Netflix route. Look what's going on over there right now.
It's not great. So Pete Davidson has been called in to help Taco Bell apologize for its breakfast menu. Do they need to apologize for that? Has anyone ever gone to Taco Bell? Anyone here? Anyone gone to Taco Bell for breakfast?
Not me personally, but we have some people in our chat.
Of course you have, Producer Pajamas.
We have people in our chat who love the Taco Bell breakfast. I've only heard good things about it. Really?
Okay. Commander Apathy in the chat as well just said I have. Producer Pajamas, you went there once or multiple times?
Multiple times.
Do you have a go-to thing?
Their best thing is like breakfast Crunchwrap. They have like hash browns and egg and cheese and add some, you know, fire sauce to it.
But you liked it though. You went back multiple times. Yeah. I hadn't heard bad things about it. I was always shocked that people went there for breakfast, but I've heard only good things.
Can said the waffle taco is amazing. Wise Owl said, nah, low key, the Taco Bell breakfast slaps. It's just super earlier. And Krusty Andy wants to know if Pete Davidson is going to apologize for Taco Bell's breakfast menu, who is going to apologize for Pete Davidson?
How much do you think if Tom Brady and Giselle actually do get divorced, she's going to pop up with Pete Davidson?
I mean, if Pete Davidson could pull that off.
Goat. Doesn't matter. 7 Super Bowl rings.
Yes. Have a seat, Tom.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Telephone. Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
What's up, guys? So, would you guys love to have a neighbor like Ned Flanders? I mean, I feel like Homer was just a grump to him for some reason. I mean, how can you be mad at somebody that says, "Highly ho, neighbor"?
Message deleted.
Nah, man, I like my neighbors kind of cutthroat. You remember, Mahoney, when I was going through that whole thing where there was the squatters that had moved into the house next door that was abandoned. The thing that the only neighbors that I know in my entire neighborhood are like the bros that I... That we created an alliance to try to push these squatters out, because, you know, having meth head squatters in a house illegally
with
living right next to you and there's
children
kids
and a pregnant wife.
It's not great. Not great.
No, not optimal. Not optimal.
The only guys that I really know well in my neighborhood are the dudes that live like behind me and the guy that lived on the other side of this house. So there was the squatter houses in between us. My buddy Mike, he helped me. And then my buddy Chris also helped, but they were ready to get militaristic with these squatters as well. And having like people that have your back in your neighborhood, much more valuable than like the overly friendly neighbor. I don't need somebody who's just gonna like show up in my house and wanna chat.
No, we gotta be able to push these squatters out of the neighborhood. My neighbor, I know both of my neighbors on my direct side, and one of them, unfortunately, is moving right now, which is, you know, kind of puts things in my life in chaos, because that is the house directly next to mine.
That is the chaos.
Who knows? You know, I'm going to be out there shirtless if I, you know, we get some, Chevy Chase's brother.
You can't have a bunch of rowdy people moving in next door. You got to set the tone quickly.
Exactly. But my other neighbor, she is maybe the nicest neighbor I've ever had in my life. Literally, like, if we're out of town, she picks up packages for us. She just goes out of her way to be extraordinarily nice. Yeah. And it makes me feel bad because I know we're not that nice. Like, we're good neighbors. We're quiet.
Yeah.
But we are not exceptionally go out of our way to be extra nice people because we're busy.
Well, and also you don't really want that forced interaction. You but would just rather kind of keep
she
to yourself.
She is really nice.
Yeah.
And it is really helpful.
Have you ever done anything nice for her?
Yeah. So we thought she hated us when we first moved in. Mm-hmm. But then a couple years in, there was a crackhead in our neighborhood that was going through backyards stealing things. And my
trying
wife.
Trying to steal like full grills, not that convenient.
My wife
to steal.
Wakes me up at like 2 a.m. one night and she's like, I hear something in the backyard. And I'm like, it's the wind, or it's, you know, we had a shot vac that was out on the side of our house that blew around. I'm like, it's probably just a shot vac blowing around. And then all of a sudden I hear like rocks being dragged, and not like a little bit, like it sounds like something big is being dragged through rocks.
Yeah, like, that's either a body or a grill. And thankfully, it was a grill.
And I have never woken up faster in my life. Like, you go from like half asleep to not, like, you're over exaggerating something to I am in defense mode right now. I have to fight somebody.
Like, all the adrenaline in the world
just I mean, like,
floods the system. Yeah,
the crazy, like, I'm getting like little goosebumps from even thinking about that adrenaline. But turns out it was a crackhead in her backyard trying to drag her grill out at like 2 or 3 a.m. And so I see them. I throw open the window. I'm like, hey, I've got a gun. Get out of here or you're going to die type of thing. And the guy like scurries off. Then we call the police. And she was like very thankful because she had heard it as well, seeing that it was her backyard. And ever since that day, she, you know, we were like, you know, that was like the first real conversation we had with her.
See, it's the sort of thing where like something bad happens and you guys have a common person that you're against, and that's what unifies you, much like the squatters next to me. Yeah. I like that you literally had to save her life to make her like you, though.
I mean, I don't think we saved her life. It was just me yelling, just trying to get a deep voice, like, oh, I'm an adult. I'm a man.
Please leave.
Get out of here. Send my wife out there.
So we currently have enough money in the world economy to give every adult on the planet $100,000. So I'm asking you guys, do you think humanity would be happy with everyone having an annual salary of 100K?
Message deleted.
Do we have that kind of money?
Also, if everyone had 100K, it would just kind of negate how cool it is to have an extra $100,000.
Yeah. We will find ways, even if everybody starts with the same thing, people will find ways to exploit the system. It's just what we do as people.
If I know that everyone has $100,000, I'm going to start robbing everybody.
How long would we would blow ours in the first week? 100%.
Oh, like
you get those tax. Your tax refund we blow in the first week. The government
stimulus checks. Yeah. It's like, if you give
the
that
Bush
to me on
stimulus check,
not,
in blue.
Not even a week. If you give it to me on Wednesday, it's gone before Sunday.
100%.
Easy.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY and on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So something pretty entertaining that has happened at the radio station, because they could not have gotten this more wrong as of late, is Bossy Rossi, who is a real horse and son of a bitch. He is, you know, he recently returned to the radio station, walks around like he owns the place. He's now a regional vice president of programming, this and that.
Makes us come into his office every day after the show. Even if he has nothing to say, he just wants us to come there and he goes,
yeah,
sit down.
Whistles, makes us sit down.
And nothing today, and then he shoos us off like the back of his hand, like just
doesn't even look up. Just you may go now. Well, I don't think it was an honest vote, because how on earth could this be the case?
What happened?
Bossy Rossi got Employee of the Month here at the radio station. Now, I do love that he didn't get it exclusively. They gave it to two people simultaneously, and he was only one of them, so he sort of like half gets Employee of the Month.
I mean, to be fair, on the list of Employee of the Month, he was listed second.
Which means first runner-up.
First runner-up, yeah.
Well, so there is one of the perks of becoming Employee of the Month is that you get your own parking spot here at the station. And
coveted parking spot.
And, of course, you know, Bossy Rossi just rolls in whenever he wants. And so we get here before him every single day. And I don't know if this is taking things too far, but out of spite, I didn't park in his spot today, because that may have gone too far, but I definitely parked in the spot next to his, right on the line.
Oh, I love that.
And so, like, it's on the driver's side as well. So that way, him getting out, he can't park comfortably in his spot without being...
You know he's going to ding the hell out of your car.
No, I parked on the line enough.
Oh, so he can't even create enough...
He wouldn't even be able to create enough space to ding my door. And so he's got two options. Either get out your passenger side,
mm-hmm.
or you don't get to park in your assigned parking spot for Employee of the Month.
Why are we never voted Employee of the Month? We have worked for the same company for, I mean, what are we at? Almost 20 years?
Close
coming
to
on?
It. Yeah, 19 years.
Not once in that entire amount of time have we ever been voted Employee of the Month.
Not a single time in almost two decades
of hard service. And then this son of a bitch comes back. Do you think this
he just got fired. This has got to be a pity Employee of the Month.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will leave it up to you guys whether or not I should park actually in his parking spot tomorrow.
I think parking close to the line to make him park close to the other line. And then since we leave before him, whoever comes in next is going to make him look like a dick.
You know what we should do tomorrow is we should flank it. So you park too close on one side, mm-hmm. I'll park too close on the other side. And that way it's just totally unusable. We even remove the get out of the passenger side.
But then he's going to try to make producer Jordan like come out there and valet his car for him because that's one of his new responsibilities.
Producer Jordan's supposed to be valeting our cars?
No, Bossy Rossi's car.
Oh.
But that's what producer Jordan gets for parking his car in the parking lot in backwards.
Producer Jordan does back his car in every day, which is
you think you're better than us, don't you? You really think you're better than us.
Everyone that I see that backs in, I'm like, that person thinks they're better than me. And I don't know what's going on at this radio station. There's a whole fleet of people that back their cars.
They all think they're better than us.
They do think they're better.
The fact that, scientifically, or they've done research, the safest way to park your car is always be right where you have to pull out forward.
They've done. Who's done research on that? And what kind of test study? Because that just simply cannot be the case. I'd never back into to a parking spot ever unless it's like at a concert or a sporting event where you have to be able to get out real quick. I never back in, and I've never had any problems backing up.
I'll back in at a concert.
So when you back out of a space, you have a lot more blind spots because it's so far behind you.
This is a small parking lot.
In front of your car.
Cars have cameras and sensors right now. It's not like you're backing up blind.
Actually, to be fair, the only idiot that I know who has gotten into a car accident in this parking lot
was pulling out nose first.
No, he was backing up.
Oh, he was backing up.
No. And it was Bossy Rossi.
Was it really?
It was.
Oh, that is delightful. You know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to park in the same spot where it messes up his personal parking spot, but I'm going to back in.
We'll flex.
Yeah. I'm going to back in.
Because we know we're better than you.
That's right.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Because your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home, sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines, here is the land.